Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Red Town Radio for this special edition as we talk tonight with Sarah Adams Cornell about Indigenous Peoples Day. Indigenous Peoples Day has become a movement across the United States. In the early 1930s, Congress made the second Monday of October a federal holiday honoring Columbus. And in the last few years, beginning in 1990, when South Dakota renamed Columbus Day Native American Day, other states and other cities start making efforts to rename their days as well. So in the last couple of years, we've seen Albuquerque and Anadarko, Portland, Oregon, St. Paul, Minnesota, Olympia, Washington, and several other cities starting to take up this movement. And last year, the Native American community in Oklahoma City attempted to have Oklahoma City recognize Indigenous Peoples Day with the lead by Sarah Adams Cornell, who's been very active in the community for several years, first with Idle No More and Against the Land Run. And we had Sarah to come on and talk about what their efforts are and how you can help to come with them on the 27th when they have to go back to the city council. But I wanted to just read you something about the latest news that I can see on Twitter has been going around. October is just a few weeks away. And so it's really, if you want to have an Indigenous Peoples Day in your community, now is the time to start planning and trying to get on the agenda. The Indians are so naive and so free with their possessions that no one who has not witnessed them would believe it. When you ask for something they have, they never say no. To the contrary, they offer to share with anyone. They would make fine servants. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want. And that is what Christopher Columbus Day said back in the days that he was around here in Oklahoma. In San Antonio, the city council last year in 2015 voted to have Christopher Columbus recognition taken away and instead recognize the importance of many peoples and cultures that played a role in history, and that would be the Indigenous people. We were really fairly surprised when Anadarko, which is a big place for Native Americans, to pass a similar proclamation last year and naming Indigenous Peoples Day the second Monday in October. So, there's just been, I couldn't believe it when Anadarko joined in with this movement, but we can't get Oklahoma City to do that for us. There are other groups and other towns, like I said, that have made this change. Seattle, above all, has really had a hard time of it. But we have in Oklahoma the second largest population of Native Americans, and it's a shame that our capital city can't pause like the rest of the states have done and make Indigenous Peoples Day official. And so, last year, I think they barely got the vote against having Indigenous Peoples Day. And so this year, Sarah and her group are actually trying to get in on the council ahead of time. And you can join their activities by going to their Facebook page, which is IPDOKC, or Oklahoma City Indigenous Live. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I think I might have said that wrong. It is Indigenous Peoples Day OKC. And so if you want to join in there on Facebook, I believe they also have a Twitter account. But I'll let Sarah tell you about how to find them and what you can do to help.
Good evening. Hi, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I gave a little bit of background about how you all are making a second attempt at this, but can you tell us what actually has progressed so far this year on the Indigenous Peoples Day movement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have a team of Indigenous leaders that are helping to kind of plan the efforts for this go-around. So we went about this last year, as you know, to try to ask the City Council of Oklahoma City to pass a resolution that would make the second Monday in October Indigenous Peoples Day. And so we did that last year. It did not pass. So we promised that we would come back, which we are. And the effort this time is a little bit different in that we are focusing our efforts in a slightly different way. We found last year, which is often the case, and I know you will understand this completely, Brenda. You've done this for such a long time, is that anytime you start talking about genocide, especially with non-Native people, they tend to start shutting down and they stop listening. And we really found that to be the case this past year. And so we're trying to take, while we address the issue of Columbus and that the city of Oklahoma City doesn't recognize Columbus Day, we're taking the stand that Oklahoma City should have something to say about this. And there isn't a good reason why we shouldn't have Indigenous Peoples Day. And so we are focusing on our efforts on really talking about all of the Indigenous people and tribes that make this city, Oklahoma City, as great as it is. And we're also talking about some of the possibilities, even the revenue that could be generated by having an Indigenous Peoples Day in Oklahoma City, what that might mean for some of our local businesses and an opportunity to really learn a more accurate education about those times in our history and about Indigenous people. So that's a little bit where we're focusing this year, but really trying to get a lot of support from our community and different organizations and specifically non-Native groups and entities who are also echoing that same message, that it's not just Native people that want to see this happen. It's our whole city.
So tell me about how you all were received when you showed up again this year. Was there anything outstanding or anything that kind of made this trip different, or was it more of the same?
Well, it was actually kind of a tough meeting for us. It was this past Tuesday on the 13th, and what happened is you have to get to the city council meeting early to sign up to speak, which we did. And so I handed in all of these. There were about six of us there to speak, handed them all in together, and somehow they conveniently lost three of them, even though they were all handed in together. And so at the end of the meeting, only three of us had spoken, and it was kind of out of order, which is, you know, it's up to them to decide who speaks first. But they only took three of them, and then they really quickly adjourned for executive session, turned off the lights, and just they were out of there quickly. And I just had this dumbfounded look on my face because Johnny, Jay, Amanda, and I still had not spoken. And I looked at, you know, Councilman Shadid, and he asked if we'd signed up. I said yes. And, you know, so then the hunt kind of started for, well, why, how did this happen? And, you know, somebody got blamed for it. And, I'm very sorry. I don't know how these got left out. And so we had to wait an additional probably 20 minutes until the executive session was done. But the thing is that the whole gallery was clear at that point. You know, everybody had left. Meg Salyer did not show back up to the room to hear us at all. And that to me was a huge slap in the face. You know, if there are people to be heard, the least you can do, and we've waited over 4 hours at this point, you know, to be heard.
Oh, wow.
The least you can do is just come and hear us. You know, it's going to take a total of nine minutes, right? So She didn't even come back in. And they heard us, and that was it. So this effort, at least on the 27th, which is our next meeting, is really going to be the point, the place in all of this that we need a lot of help. The last meeting was just to introduce it. We knew there would be no decisions being made. It was simply an introduction. But the 27th is our big day.
So are you on the agenda on the 27th, or do you have to sign up again and show up early like you did this last time?
We will have we will be on the agenda on the 27th. Council member Ed Shadid from Ward 2 will be sponsoring this effort, and so it will be on the agenda, but there will be a public hearing. So it'll be an opportunity for anyone anywhere over the state, really. And they mainly want to hear from people that live in Oklahoma City. That's who they care about most. But we have people coming from all over the state who, you know, are expressing an interest, specifically because this is a capital of our state, and that really matters, to see your capital city do something, you know, on a citywide level. It starts at 8:30, but you have to show up before that. We usually ask people to come around 8:15 if they want to sign up, because you do have to sign up to be heard on this agenda item.
So would you like for people to show up in support and maybe have signs or anything, or are you just asking people to show up and come inside and support? What is your preference if people do want to
is all of it. You know, I think that there are so many different ways to get to the end game, to get to your end result, and that all forms of advocacy are welcome. There are some of us that are, you know, some people who are more comfortable doing it a certain way, but I think they're all valid. And so signs, I don't know if they'll allow them inside or not. I think it's worth a try. People coming to speak, especially if they're a part of an organization that would like to see this happen. And I'm hoping that we can get drummers outside again this year to sing and have prayer, you know, outside the building to also kind of enhance that effort.
That would be great. Maybe I could make it, but as you said, some of the council members really just want to serve or hear from people from Oklahoma City. What was the attack that was made in Anadarko? I mentioned earlier in the show before I let you on that I was really shocked to see Anadarko make this resolution last year, and then Oklahoma City voted against it or didn't.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing this effort happen across Oklahoma and really across the nation. We're seeing a lot of cities and especially a ton of universities pass Indigenous Peoples Day. So, yeah, Anadarko passed it last year, totally, you know, setting the stage and setting the pace for all of our other cities to catch up, which is great. I love that they set that bar. It's been this past week, McAllister, Oklahoma passed Indigenous Peoples Day. McAllister, why are we not seeing this in Oklahoma City? It's incredible to me that they can pass it unanimously in these other cities, and Oklahoma City is still a split decision, you know, on the side of failure. So they're seeing a lot of support in these other areas. They're seeing unanimous decisions. And so I think that speaks very loudly. And while this is a federal holiday and a federal issue, and at some point we have to address it on a national level, I think it's important that we see these cities, especially those with high Native populations, really, really kind of show that effort first here, so that we can take it to a national level. And Oklahoma City is right there in the running. And considering there are so many tribes, the tribes are the, you know, biggest employers in the state and generate the most revenue. It's it and they always care about money. Let's just be honest about that. They care a whole lot about what the dollars are, what dollars are happening, coming in and going out. It just, it boggles my mind. And my real question is, why wouldn't you want to see Indigenous people stay? It gives us so many opportunities to do lots of cool things, and there's no real reason not to. I've heard it's divisive, and I don't know for whom it's divisive other than Native people. We can't celebrate Columbus Day. You know, and they always throw Red Earth at us. You know, well, what about Red Earth?
You have your day.
And that one, and the idea that one day should be enough for us. Oh, well, you've got that, you know, that's the quota for Native people. You should only have one day. It's like, that's ridiculous. but they use Red Earth against us a lot, which I think is really strange. Red Earth is great. You know, I'm not saying that Red Earth isn't a good thing, but there's no reason that we can't have Indigenous people stay too.
I understand that. So I was going to ask you, you know, what is the big block in the council that keeps this from happening? I mean, what, when they're discussing it, is it that it's this divisive? I mean, what's the reasoning?
They've said, we've heard that it's divisive, which I think is ridiculous, because in all of this work, we've not had one person come to a meeting and say, I don't want to see this happen because I really appreciate Columbus Day. We've not had one person show up and express that sentiment, nor have we heard of anybody doing that. But I do know that Councilwoman Salyer mentioned that she did have somebody call her office and say that they didn't want to see Indigenous Peoples Day happen. But on the other side of that, and we had confirmation from her office that their office was being flooded with people who were advocating and asking her to pass Indigenous Peoples Day, vote yes. So, you know, when you get down to it, I think we still have this racial divide in our city, and we are seeing that they just don't care. To me, it feels like they just don't care enough about the Indigenous community to pass something like this. That they said, the other thing we've heard is that, well, if we give this to you, then we're going to see a flood of other people come in, want to see a day for something else. And my answer to that is, well, what's wrong with that? So if we have a day for Indigenous people, should, you know, and somebody else wants to see another group of people honored, why not? I mean, the council does it all the time. They honor a different teacher every meeting, as they should. And so I don't think there's this there should be this cap on who we celebrate and groups of people that we celebrate when it's appropriate, and this is appropriate. So we've also heard that, one of the council members mentioned something about, well, you know, my family fought in the Armenian War, and shouldn't we have an Armenian Day? And I thought, this was in another country, but I thought, well, sure, but don't they? You know, so it's just we're hit with a lot of things that don't make a whole lot of sense.
Wow. So would it do any good for people to call or email the city council members or to show up or both? What?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I say absolutely to all of it. If you can call, especially if you live in Oklahoma City, giving them a call at their office. And we are, if you go to Live Indigenous OK on Facebook, it's LIVE. INDIGENOUSOK, then you will find our page, and we're going to, we have posted some information about the meetings and what time and what the address is, things like that. You can share those posts, and we'll also be posting the phone numbers and email addresses to those council members. That is phenomenal. That really does make a difference. And also, Red Dirt Report, excuse me, they've covered this story that's also on the site, and those addresses, I believe, are actually in that article as well. So we'll be making them available in a number of ways. Coming to the meeting is absolutely half of these seats are going to be up for re-election very soon. And so it will mean a great deal to those members who are up for election to see that room packed. And we really do want to see it packed. So even showing up, even if you don't want to speak, you know, just your presence is important to let them know that this matters.
Mm-hmm. And it does. So as an alternative, is there something that the council can do? I mean, obviously the state of Oklahoma doesn't celebrate Columbus Day because state mm-hmm. office been on that day. Is there something the city can do as an alternative that, I mean, say that, you know, what's the backup plan for this? If we can't get Indigenous Peoples Day.
Well, what we've been talking about doing is, and really this was contingent on their guest vote, is to plan an Indigenous Peoples Day parade for Oklahoma City so that it's something that would be a really exciting event in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
It would allow all of the tribes to come together and non-Native groups as well to participate and to see, to kind of hinge it around that and see where it goes as far as growth. And maybe we develop a festival. Maybe we have a some kind of an art market. It could be anything. But, you know, we have mixed feelings from Indigenous people to say, you know, one side says, well, you know, we don't need their approval to have an Indigenous Peoples Day events, which we don't. But on the other side, there's another group of people saying, we don't want to contribute more money to Oklahoma City if they're not going to recognize us. And I can understand that sentiment as well. So we're still in the works. We feel like there are some council members that are interested in a parade. But, you know, we're still kind of negotiating that and trying to figure out what might work. A proclamation is something that's a lot easier to attain, but unfortunately that's something that has to be renewed every year. So
mm-hmm.
it has fewer teeth than a resolution, and it would be nice to be able to really make a stand with a resolution. So there are talks happening of, you know, well, we could have a parade anyway, or we could do a proclamation. And they always, the council has been very, very much wanting us to do this on a different day. Well, if you'll make it on the day that Red Earth has their parade, or if you'll do it on, there's a worldwide Indigenous Peoples Day, then we'll do it then, just not on the second Monday in October.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like us choosing that day, which is Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the other thing people might do is approach their tribe, their chairman or whoever, and ask them to send letters of support on behalf of the tribe, or have their council pass something
right.
that they can send to the council in support.
Right. We received last year. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I can think of several tribes right there in the area around Oklahoma City that might even show up in support. I don't know.
Right, yeah. And last year we had several letters come in from various tribes to say that they were in support. I received a letter from our chief from the Choctaw Nation in support of Indigenous Peoples Day and encouraging the council to adopt it. And they changed it last year on their calendar and made the second Monday in October Indigenous Peoples Day, which a lot of tribes do. We would love to see support from the Chickasaw Nation. They're a big tribe in Oklahoma City and doing a lot of things here. And so we're hopeful that a lot of tribes will show up and be able to make that case for us as well.
So do you want people to meet you in a certain place or just come to where are the city council chambers?
Yeah, it's at 200 North Walker. Yeah, it's City Hall. So 200 North Walker in downtown Oklahoma City, and it's on the third floor. And you really can just come and sign up and show up. We've had like a few planning meetings, things like that happen, and that's just kind of make sure that we're all on the same page and the ball is rolling. But there really isn't, there isn't going to be a meeting ahead of time or anything like that. You just simply show up and either show your support by sitting and filling some space up in this council room or by speaking. And both of those are very welcome. We are going to, you know, make suggestions on here are some topics that you might want to cover, here are some things that you might consider when you speak. But other than that, we really want people to personalize that. Why did they want to see Indigenous Peoples Day in Oklahoma City? Why does it matter to them? And those are always the most compelling reasons for that the council members should hear. They should hear their constituents talk about what they want to happen, because that's their job. This is their job to hear from the people in their area and to support what they want to see happen in the city.
And as you said, some of them will be coming up for re-election, and that's one thing that we need to get out our people to vote in this upcoming election on November 8th. But so what do you expect, you know, if they pass Indigenous Peoples Day, what do you expect to come from that? I mean, is there some other than, you know, the proclamation? I mean, like you said, there's going to be a culture, maybe tie into the museum eventually. Is that what you see your group doing and growing from this?
Yeah,
or are you
really
just
do.
Wanting to get the day?
Yeah. Well, no, we're definitely interested in, you know, our priority is Indigenous Peoples Day right now. That's what we're focusing our efforts on. But Live Indigenous OK really was born from this movement to get Indigenous Peoples Day solidified in Oklahoma City. But really, whenever we met together, around the end of last year, the thought was, you know, when we had several people approach us and say, man, this is great. There's so much unity and momentum among the Native people in our state for this. Why couldn't we work on other issues in Indian country, especially in Oklahoma, like this? Why can't we do it? And there's no, of course we can, you know, and we should, you know. And so that's how Live Indigenous kind of came to be. And we hope to lend our efforts and to other things happening in Indian country. And there's never, as you know, there's never a shortage for work to be done.
Unfortunately,
I would love to not have anything to do, but that I don't see that happening anytime soon. So we really want to, this will just be the first project that of many, hopefully, that we'll see happen in Oklahoma and that we'll be able to help out on. So yes, of course, we want to see this happen. We want to see Indigenous Peoples Day happen, but that will not be the end of Live Indigenous. Okay, we're working on a 501c3 and 4 because we really want to hold people accountable for the decisions, our elected officials accountable for their vote. We want to be able to tell people, you know, come November, and especially for our local elections that are so important to the people who live here that nobody shows up for. We want to remind them and say, do you remember how Council Member McAtee voted on Indigenous Peoples Day? Do you remember how Meg Salyer voted on Indigenous Peoples Day? If that's the kind of leadership that you want to see, or if you want to see that change, then you need to take a look at their opponent. We want to be able to remind people, and we actually want to get involved in that process and go talk to the people that are running against them and say, how do you feel about Indigenous Peoples Day? How do you feel about the American Indian Cultural Center and Museum? How do you feel about sovereignty of tribal nations? And really vet them ahead of time so that we can talk to our Native people and say, here's what we found out. Now go vote and make an informed decision at the polls. And we want to be involved in that piece of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, Sarah. I really appreciate you taking the time this evening, and I'd really like to see not just Native people, but all colors come together on this to try to get this change. So I encourage all of our non-Native friends and people of other cultures and races to join in this, because it just takes one small step for one of us to start making ripples. Yeah,
absolutely.
So every small
absolutely.
Victory
I
counts.
So appreciate that. Yes, it does count, and every voice counts. So I appreciate you having me on tonight, and and really spreading the word about what's going to be happening on September 27th. And just one last plug, September 27th, 200 North Walker Avenue, third floor in Oklahoma City. Sign up at 8:15 if you want to speak. Otherwise, the meeting starts at 8:30, and we usually it's usually over by about 11:30. If we have a lot of people sign up, then hopefully it'll take longer. But we encourage everybody to come out and let them know that this matters. Thank you so much, Brenda, for having me on tonight.
Thank you, Sarah, and I hope to see you on the 27th. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.